and go around any offices, messages, Catholics, and apostles, all together. All these things we try to draw out in the form of a man's body of the church. We believe this, that every person that's born in the name of the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. Regardless of what church they go to, and those segregations and so forth that they have, and all the denominations there, we try to overlook that. Stand by the priest, I'm asking as a father, and I'm led to that in the church to do that. And come to the priest, he says, we got that. Let us come together. We can agree on these doctrines and so forth. There's no need for you to agree on the same way to the house. So if they can agree, let us come to the Lord. We can have the God, correct? Anyhow, let us be neighbors. We can be neighbors in your name. Let's use our offense and all these others to take hands. Where is the God of God? I believe in all of your essentials. So, that's what we're here for. To serve the most entity, meaning as secretary, I suppose. Handle, usually the preliminary, and then after that, I don't know just yet what the basis of being involved with the teach the gospel. But I have an evangelistic services, or let the brother do that, and we'll need a great mistake. That they haven't found out there from Brother Dallas and Mr. Joker. The only thing that I'm here for is to follow the instructions of my brothers as long as it doesn't interfere with the plan that God uses or we need to do. And so we'll get into that later. The guys are just coming together. I thought it would be nice this afternoon to bow together. As we would, I would tell you about my trip that you all just helped sponsor the San Antonio. As you would like to hear about the trip, thank you. And we will call on me for the next 30 minutes or so forth. And these people here, I thought, remember when we were here last year, before going to Indian, you gave an offering here, a missionary offering for us. Not that it was all in the state, he did it the same way, but it was only the glory of God. And I think I owe it to you to tell you how that what we've done our missionary offering to the ATM and what we're going to do. And before we start on this and preaching of God's word, he has not come to bless my word, but he has come to bless his. So my word will fail if I'm not just a man. But his word can fail because I'm God. And so, let's, before we read it, let's ask him to be with us now and bless his building in the place we're standing up together for his glory. We want to thank him. For the opportunities we have of being here at this great cities standing there in the desert, fighting a king, something that's great and out of hell. And we pray, Father, that by this great city, that you'll raise up out of hell this enemy of all the church of the demon. Fill the Spirit around you. Great man of God, we conquer the city, proclaiming the message around the world. Let every church in the city, every pastor, and we pray to you, blessed individuals, blessed organizations here, open up the door for us to have their temple here to worship you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come to this temple today and anoint this place, that it will be so heavy to this place that it is received. That every person comes to the threshold of this temple and this temple may be so filled with the Holy Spirit that the Lord will be completely dedicated to me. We now believe the last time the Lord Jesus dedicated this place for his revival, that great things may be accomplished, that sinners may come to the altar seeking peace for the weary soul. May the Lord will be a greater and a power that he has in the heart. That strong Baptist may really come humbly to the cross of Christ again and farther and farther baptized. Lord, your children suffering to this city and throughout the world. May we go back unto the building. I will pray that they'll be healed, everyone. May they preach out the word for his faith. And the word of the Holy Spirit will complete the faith when you live for everyone. Let every psalm, let judges, pastors, all, and the ministers that shall minister from this platform are not there for the Holy Spirit without any very time for the hour that we're now serving thee. Let it go. For we are now already in this place, all thoughts and people be reformed in the battle of rock and rock by the washing of the word of water, separating all sinners, evil thoughts, shall be stopped. All words that not pertain to these things, we forgive for those things, and now we go here with pure hearts and clean eyes. To serve you. Grandfather, for we commit all to you now. In the name of God, Son of our Jesus. Amen. Can you hear me well on the back? If you can raise your hands to say amen. Over here, or in the back, or back in the back, and you're going to get back there. That's the next time. Now, you read this prayer. And the Holy Spirit leads. First, we want to read some out of His Word. And then for a point of the day, talking on vision, I thought it would be an opportunity for the same part of the vision to have in it. And it begins with the 14th verse. As you give ear unto the lesson, as it says, and raise them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Because they believe not that we have seen him after he was risen. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. This commission that was given by our Lord was to preach the gospel to all the world. Now, sometimes we wonder, and in my heart, I do not want to premeditate on what to say. I'm going to the platform with all my knowledge scholars and my grandmother's dad, and if I was right down something, to talk about no one else to read, I got to ask the reason why. So we're doing any good, so I didn't have to depend on him to tell him what to say. And I've gotten by for 23 years, I'm working to get him on. And so he was all saved that thought. Now, I believe that down in my heart, that this came back for the last few years to preach on the second coming of the Lord Jesus. That I found Chicago, I found the Lord Jesus, and he got come on down to love us, and we're here to have a time. All I do is just have to keep working. I'll be able to make it easy. It's a cannon. So, on the second coming, and now I'm writing a book, not one like my others, because they are written by other people. And I'm not a scholar, so music probably understand all this dying for Adam Carlson. So I'm just gonna write my own words. Kind of like a concert on the wrong key and my own personal key with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit being the key. And I'll see what it is. I'd like to take out the book of Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and so forth, each one of us from each one of all the lines and bring it into the Testament. And now, I put it on the tape recording so that I can take it all the words in my head. Now, in the Gospel of Genesis 3, I believe that we're living in one of the most marvelous days that we ever lived. Yes. And the most brilliant a time that any person has ever lived on the earth. Because you said, what about the time when Jesus was here? Well, he was coming for that God to see, and then he leaves again, but now he's coming for another reason to go home. And that was just in the middle of the earthly ability to share the human being's hand. And now, we come this time, they end up all right of mortality, going into immortality now. And then the whole human, all the sin of all ages is settled down into the generations of people who are living now. All the weaknesses from our fathers and influence, physicians, and spells, and sicknesses, and diseases, breaking out, have never been known in all the world. And then another thing, I believe that when it's stated that when it's prophesied, before God has the Lord rise to the last days, it's God, moralized, and spiritualized, and everything that he could, I believe that if all the selfish and all the evil is being shut down on the human race of this day, I believe that all the blessings will be shut down as it was before our brother by Heavenly Father, by all the church in this last day. And what day is we're living? How I have to just die, I hope I can see something. I'll be there anyhow, but I just hope I really can see the day when I can see it coming from Arizona across the world, telling the hands to get everybody to see me, what a day that will be. I hope you'll hardly experience that. Realize that a common bomb, hydrogen bomb, polar bomb, hanging in the hands of wicked sinners, comes from that and destroys the whole world in its God. Completely overnight, all the other ones do it there, and to the hands of ungodly, sinful people, you will still get them, except to go there, that's all. In the day, and what they were living in. Let God give you church rest. Oh, if we could just lay aside our flesh out and open our eyes and see what God is doing. I know that pagan things, so I recognize that. Just as fanatics and celebrations, but we were the same thing in the place just before we revealed the Jesus appeared to the first time. And we're now at a touch board just before we appeared to the second time. So that only gives life to the believer that he lives for the hour in his hands. Now, the day in my humble belief that the scripture that I just read is one of the greatest and most essential messages that can be preached today. However, I'm not going to preach on that. I'm just using that for a basic scripture for the talk, for this reason. But we're wondering what place to have before Jesus comes. Our reach is happening today. Now, Jesus never did tell us to go build church. Our hope, that's good. Jesus never did tell us to have an organization, so that's good. He never did tell us to build hospitals, so that's good. He never did tell us to have seminaries, so that's good. But the same that he told us to do, he has substituted these things that I just told him and claimed that I'm told to do. Going into all the world and preaching the gospel. Not literally. Not organizing people. Not making things. But preaching the gospel. Jesus said there will be signs, yes. But there is a great sign that he comes to return. He said, "For this gospel has been preached to all the world already, then he will return." And he won't return, he can't return until that has been done. Jesus is depending on the church to carry out his orders. And he substitutes teachings of theology and so forth and let off the real same commission that he told you to do. Preach the gospel. Or as some of you do on the other hand, have we preached the gospel all these years? But rarely I say no. Did you know that 2/3 of the world has never even heard one word about Jesus Christ? 2/3 of the population of this world has never heard about Jesus Christ. 1/3 of Christianity is about 3 or 4 places behind. First, Quran, Buddhist, so forth, Genesis, and history, all the philosophies have it like that. See how far we are behind? Then, in fact, then we have our differences between each other, between the Catholics, the Protestants, the biblical doctrine, the evangelicals, and so forth. Everyone different one from another side of one another. Fine. You see? Let's just stop and complain about these things. And let's get down to I love great joy. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is joy. We should be a happy joy. But there's got to be time that we've got to shut the door before we leave. So let's get down to real power, gospel teachings and songs. See where we can get started by still up to my head. The gospel doesn't mean as exact. They're fine. God gives more tracts of science. It's one way of doing it. And I think that the tract society has done a very good job at getting their part done, and we need gospel preachers to do it to talk about that.
Amen.
Right? Because the single proposition number is together. The gospel is not going out and teaching the Bible. That this is the gospel. And it says in the scriptures that the gospel is coming to accept the word only. But through the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, the gospel, that is the word, but the letter is given. The Spirit gives life. Now, a seed laying here on the textbook in here is that the seed are never die and become germinized and die, they will never do anything. So the seed, the word here, has to be made manifest in order to be the gospel. It says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now, if we think of what the word was, the word, a word is the expression of thought. It has to be a thought, a word is a word. So God in the beginning gave the song of what would be, hold the word for us, we be here and see the word and it produces what God shall love. The word is, the gospel is sinful. If you have any words, then brother Dan, in your country you have an acorn tree. Would you give me an acorn tree and I'll give you an acorn? You have an acorn tree potentially, but it is a tree gone. You can't say you have absolutely got a tree until the seed has produced it. Or preaching the word is the acorn. But making it clear is the gospel.
Exactly.
If he comes the Holy Spirit, that's the word. And receiving the Holy Spirit is making it clear. Manifesting. If he comes to be blessed by the word, then accepting the word and producing what it says is the gospel. Going into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The very next line of proof says, just keep the word was good. Just keep signs of all that you believe. And I need to surpass out devils, evil spirits, people who come, take up services, make their intentions with the common man, lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now that is the gospel that has reached as it is. That theology and teaching has substituted that place. Now I believe that the religion is a day when the Holy Spirit is moving among the hearts of people, regardless of how much criticism, how much fanaticism, God's under obligation to take that to the outer Gentiles, just as church is out there on that morning. And it is. And I believe that it's moving on. And it comes forth. That's where my heart burns. I'll say this. I'll be honest. I'm not talking to all America, but I'm talking to America. Or just as we call America. The real America is the Indian. God's the Indian, but he's not the Indian. But we call ourselves America. But I believe that the great hallowing of the revival in America has been turned down by the American people at home. They just simply can't perceive, the word. But then that gospel preached in the form of the word across America, that has this country of secondary. But they turn it down. And the great evangelist, Stephen, Jack Eager, many others, great men, great artists, and across the country, preaching the gospel. God's word, Holy Spirit moving among the people and accepting the state of Satan Christ as a personal Savior, go back God into the wider world than I was the first one. There's such a thing as an intellectual faith. Here a few weeks ago in Chicago, I read something that is on the radio that just thrilled my heart. One said that your God says that the man thinketh in his heart, and he's thinking, and out of the heart, the scientist said that God thought it was in himself. There was no mental battle within the heart to think with, yet the thing was in his mind. His mind was the only thing he had to think of, and that was his heart, but his mind. But God has made him say it. He says, heart in the heart. And if you use the gold medical science, found that in the center of the human heart is a medial place that doesn't have blood, cells, or anything around it, and it ranges the occupation of the soul. And it doesn't have it. So after all, I was wrong. And they can talk. Now, you can have an intellectual faith by hearing the word and receiving it in your mind and accepting an ongoing faith, which is intellectual faith. But the faith that Jesus is speaking of, to thank God for our support, he is here by word and believe us. All we understand is that everlasting life, that doesn't come from intellectual faith, that comes from all the believers. As a man mind and from his soul. Nothing in hell that is right and wrong that is wrong. Amen. I hope we have it. You know what I mean? What the doctor said, what the pastor said, what the pastor said, you know what I mean? And you go. Well, that's supposed to be for me to have it. Sorry, God, but that's not yourself, isn't it? That's the gospel, right? And finally, all of you going to add to the different places. We have most of that time of the year, we have gospel persecution out there. We have 30,000 converts walking in Jesus. Now, see, the gospel. Then, when we started in India, after 20 years, 30 years, I think, or 50 in India, our first stop was to ask the rest of the gospel was to live in Portuguese. There, man with it, that you call somewhere, a German man, who knows how all the celebrities are hidden around the world. Our man there with his governors, his princes, and so forth, they had a little dinner. And I got a chance to testify of the glorious gospel, and that they're praying. 14 people, almost 100% Catholic. They don't go to church when they're young, but they're just a national church, so they're satisfied with all the work they need. That's where it comes to the next Christian to call you a man. I don't mean you're Christian. Because if I'm a mother of Christian, no sign of Christian. You're a Christian when you're born again in the Bible. But amen. We found a little thing called the church, way down along the hillside. Oh, there is stuff everywhere. And then we had our meeting for a couple of nights, working like that up on the old road, cold and rain would stay on there. But Billy and I got rid of everybody that was with us, and we had a place to stay. And you talk about me, we had one. Oh, my. How can we hide? Loving the Lord. A meeting that was put down on the call, 100% of the world Catholic people in the room, except the Lord Jesus. And a father of Jesus. And from there, we come off to Rome. And as you know, I'm an Irishman, my people before we were all Catholic. And so, I wanted to visit Rome. Well, nothing in it. The Catholic people are blessed today. My Catholic friends, I have no more against you than I do the Christ. I have called myself a Catholic or a Protestant or one.
Amen, brother.
I have called myself a believer of the Bible and a worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the one. The Catholic says, this word is inspired, all of us. But the church is over the word. That's wrong. The Bible says, since it's inspired, and let God read us to be inspired. What do you mean, not inspired? The little things that not inspired, to take his part of the Father's God, you'll permit them to say it's inspired. The need is every word of God is the only foundation for the Christian. God's word. I might not be able to make it manifest. God says maybe you would just make it manifest, but it's true that it's true. I got to stand here and work for you. That God can follow the eternal, ever-present word. As plainly as God himself, living in word form. There's no one to manifest. God himself, word form. Well, I'm glad God will take that all the counsels of the Father, the Father, and the Father. Amen. This is God's word. God has God, believe. He wants him to continue the word and he's still the word. Now, we know we want to see the Father sitting on the receipt of the things that are the ones that hold the word and the and so forth. That is true. All of that, we want to see the Father sitting over the same years and so forth. I probably got to the little sister that said he was there, and I don't believe it. So we had a little discussion about that. And then the year he came, I was going on time, you must have a little bit of a name, you know, going to mention all the pictures and workings of the early saints, and then on the grandstand of the graveyard, the little baby, you see what they did most morning, is time to worship. So, well, God, I am the word of God. You want to do the one thing that ought to be the Bible. And here's what Matthew said. As the devil put their money back, he's way back in the region. So, well, on the whole, every time I was in the town, I went down to see what Paul had his head shot off. And I went to that old, cold, beautiful cell. Oh, you want to start where you go to smile and say, I'm in the bridge of the Holy Ghost. That was not set off the beach, not the beach, but the one that was sure. And I thought, God, my Bible, you need to show us to me. I think this is the style. The right to see the Holy Ghost. That day they want to show a picture for the church. That's going on all the time. And I went down there and he had a high mass or some sort of a mass. And there was a lady taking him in and I went down to meet him and say, well, he got a bridge on. And he heard all the months until the plane is gone from the home. Then he takes the home, he takes the building out, all the white pictures will take the bones to him, take the black pictures and so forth, come down on the human bones. And the more they eat the trees, and then they get the bones, and just take it like a graveyard and use the church. And now, standing there, it comes to me. I thought on this corner where the skull goes amongst the travelers from the different parts of the world, going in and rubbing those skulls, they were all rubbing holes in them. They were white. Or the rest of the cruel, black colors, red, brown, black, they rubbed them to the blood. All the skulls are dead. I thought how superstitious people would be. They were running never out of mind. That was a little sign hanging to that. Sitting in the tower, we want love as you are now, and you someday will be as we are now. That gives you something to think about. The next day, that's my number, and I was being interviewed by the Pope. So they then had no reason to leave me the Pope alone, which he said that he would do on me. I asked Aaron Von Bumper what I was to do. I know he seems, I was direct to see the students, or that he did so work. I would have to raise, so I had to even hold. And they told me that I had to kiss the spring on the finger across the bottom. I'll give any man due credit, doctor, or whatever he may be, but the word of the man, that's it. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do any kind of worship to him. Worship goes to God. I'll make a new religion, that's a kind of religion, that's their faith, that's all that's the end. But for me, as a little different, the Bible says, don't you call me, then fine. So I couldn't do it. My conscience wouldn't let me do it. So I was scared to repent you do it. So I found a little bit of God's religion way back to the heart. God was scattered for that in the city, and when I had a great evening, he came from the rest of the house of God, and the Holy Ghost fell, they had a bad child in the morning, and that was the city down there. The people that come to the street tonight, and the street is down to the great God. So I had to be there. So, we turned down first, all over the Cairo, of this city. Then on, into Arabia, and from Arabia, on to the long day. Seeing that there with the ministers and so forth, praise, celebrating, they had to make these years. Greece, your next, they had a great food up there when they got falling all the way. Each one had a word to push off, I guess. Charles, I think they called it. And so then we went to the top of the hotel and we made our room so far as we. And there had been some lady that went in there ahead of me, and had about 6 or 8 months, maybe a little longer, when we look up at the east and the now lower set. And then the banner of the city comes and has an individual name and a president. You got it together. President of Asia, over 470 million people. And when Galahad the man of the city, I think it's probably the name of that city in the Harvey Park. And in Asia, that's the way to read anything when you don't read it. I never see such an experience in my life. So there's only I have to not get out of the open, but we have to show the house sister and strong stuff. And we have a church. We have a church. Or they could give protection out there. And what they could do is to be a church. And imagine, and the man himself told me that there were 500,000 people in the city that come there for the meeting for the meeting. And you know what that would be in the streets of Bombay. And they had a great big church there. I don't think I'm down to a reasonable church. Way the way he's down to the city of Bombay. The great big star of God's son is covered about half an acre. And that would be possible. And the people were block after block that the ex patrol car that was walking off, trying to room for me to come to the office and look together to take you home where you can sit. You never do that in your life. People sat that far for a long time tonight. I often talk to people that are never had that fortune, but for not one poor old man as I've seen in. If you go down the street of that street, and you see a man eating the dinner out of a garbage can, then of course, that's either a mental condition or a present. We've got charity here. We've got organizations of charity that are helping. We've got old man's home, old people's home. We've got everything here to help. There isn't anything hard to walk out of them. It's either mental upset or he prefers to do it as a present. Now, well, you see a man in India, he has not nothing to help. And I'm not going to say one of the things that so go like that, but I think it would be sense of all that it is worth the same. But I think that I feel that a whole lot by home. But anyhow, I have my ideas and my thoughts in my heart. But in America, it's one of the first signs of human beings that we need. I walk by that little one and see the colored people there, living in a little bathroom hut, that poor little fellow, never had a bag in the rocks, and just don't like that man. I want that to jump his back. But I forgot about that when I was in India. The sin that we never threw stuff down, little children told me that they didn't understand that I, little mothers on the street with their poor little babies, little child pumpkins. And the little hands on the left eye and reach out, screaming, crying, and dying for food. And we bring it all to the garden stand. Bread! Oh, I'll tell you something. This is just on the sign. You know what God was getting the right place to eat and to wake up? They're good things. When I seen a marriage job, the ship there, and the way they walked into four little poor people, and they did change. A little boy with a big foot like that, dragging him on like that, and I have a cup of $7 for them. I walk out and he took the hands out of his wall, putting that board on top. My word is high! And we call ourselves Christians, we call them up. That's a man out there. Our little chief officer driving and coming around his place. The old fellow sitting there, never seen a pair of shoes part of the street, never seen a person close going under the rock pile. The little lady, not only that, big on any of those man, it's about like that, little lady with those shoes on, coming down the street. Well, they were in there, they were everywhere, out of the bed. Walking in the street like that, the old star, hanging behind you, walking on, you walk back and just fall on the knee right there, that's all the home you got. You don't know what I'm saying. 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 You don't know what I'm saying.
I'm going to go to the
but I want you to know one thing. Paul will go right here in your body. There you are. I did that too. That one has to be, I said, would you gentlemen stand by me? If we would have had the police and so forth to get the end of the race, they promised they would. The following night, this is my second night. And then one thing tonight, the board was a little tense, come forward, and so I could get no more food because it's just that settled, it's not that good. It went planning. And the next night, when Jill and I went down to the meeting, we were released, an hour and 4 miles in the United States. They had lines of people that were held up there for 4 miles of breath of police and militia. And so the line closed in the prison factory for you, scattered until we got out there. And when we got to the meeting that night, they had all these fellows sitting around, the Holy Spirit hanging. Oh, after a while, you couldn't get out of there for her, so you just had to go down and play one of the times playing. Took a while to go on the ship, and only had to do it. So they went out and pick up one, that's Billy, some of the brothers went out and pick up one, and bring it up. Then you could hear the something called just at least 2 miles anyway, you hear it, with just a lot of people. So then, the problem is, two or three times two, they just showed me what the trouble was. But it wouldn't say they were needed. Now, I can say it, of course, they don't. Here comes a little child, and I thought, sure, this will be the time. It looks like I'm going to get along. Told me who he was, where he was from, what he was doing, and all about it. But it was only here to be seen. God had passed on. Then here comes a man that was blind. They were sleeping. And when he comes, stood up there, the interpreter was speaking to him, I didn't speak to him, he was fortunate. And first thing he did was tell him who he was. Then told him he was a married man, he had two children. And told him he was a worshiper of the sun. And all they did is just watch the sun. And as the sun comes up, they gave God a head until there was one more second away. He was totally blind in 1 year. A sun worshiper. I watched him to see what the vision said. But then, since the vision faded out, I started to turn. The audience in that prayer for the man passed on. Here he is. Sit out here in front of me again, and there he goes with his eyes. Oh, here it is. Amen. Now, oh, my goodness. Oh, what a feeling! I don't care if we're still out of front of you to come in. It was not. God, I'm just putting it down. Oh, here's the time now. So I turn to the people out there. I said, you said if you were ever seen Jesus Christ reproduce his life in the church, you would receive it. That's what I'm asking. That's the very thing that he did. You're going to be a Jewish. He said, I only do what the Father tells me to do what he shows me. Thank God, God, and I see Jesus said, when one of you has moved along, the people walk with you and gather the clothes of your family, and all the house, and you're well and well. And when you're praying, he said, there is very often in you the Son can do nothing for himself, but what he speaks about a woman. That is the Son of God. I said, of course I could be the Lord one. But if God was down to say the third person here, I'd do that. What's the name of God? You should do it yourself. I was supposed to do that. What the name was? Father God, who died in his ministry, he's going on to the only way to free up from the dead, and that's what the Father is doing. You know what I mean? Now, I don't want to ask you something. I'll be bringing out a quote. I don't want to ask you something. I said, gentlemen, are the religions of Indians? I'm glad it's going to be one. I said, here is a man that the Holy Spirit has called his name and told him who he was. That's exactly what our Lord Jesus did. Here is a man that I think can speak his language. He's older than I am. We were born 12,000 miles apart of London. And I said, and different natives, different races, and different languages. I've never seen them alive. They're older than you. They're older than you. Before they come around the top of the hill. I said, that's what you're going to do to India. I said, now you're blind. I said, now, gentlemen, the riches of the world. And your religion to many things in that. I said, oh, Lord, what? The change is my way of living. You go to me some worship for your God. This is your heart. We need to worship God. I said, no, we worship the creatures and the creator. The creation of the creation. I said to him, yes. I said, now why do you want to make a stand out of it? You're telling me the problem, man, is the way it seems that. Why do you want to make a cow worship? You're telling me the problem? What is the cow? A Mohammed in the same way. A Buddha in the same way. You only change the way of thinking when you got out of it. I said, we have the same thing in the world. All we are asking for God, but a man born to make a man is out of a passion, a passion born to make a pleasure, turn out of a loser, and a Pentecost born to make a thing without a oneness, and a oneness born to make a something out of something else. Why is God power? God says, there's one true living God. God calls the world to worship. I said, we got that in America, hope the other one. We only have the one God, but we have a lot of these different organizations and God to make people think it's the left, it's pretty thank it for the Pentecostal, thank it the church of God, thank it to put it that way. I said, this is psychology. Man is born again, that's all. No matter what it is, wrong city, he's born again, it's wrong. He is not God. He could have said, man is born again, thank you. I said, that's it. We have the same thing in America. This is another form. The same thing we're doing. It's just under another form. Now, I said, the thing of this, if each one of these people says to your God is in harvest, and to give him a thumb when they were more average, then you're really in harvest. So then, all of my little thoughts on the Hebrew religion, they didn't want to say something. And I said, not that it is the same in all the community come to your God. This is a preacher, God. Surely you need to do something else. Oh, brother, you don't know what I mean? Listen, you think I'm challenging this way right there? Not that God says so. But God says so, that's that one. You've been in meetings before, you've been in meetings. I said, now, if I tell the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God made me my Lord and Savior as a witness. He is sitting on high and says the things that I do shall you do also. Go to all the world. Preach the gospel. Go out and win always. Even the name of the Lord. Go out the world and get the Lord. Yet Jesus, you need for I, personal pronouns, will be with you, even in you, in the end of the world. Right. I said, if he's raised from the dead, he absolutely has indicated exactly the same thing he promised in the Bible. I said, come forward now. This is a doctor here, and he wants to understand the man first. I said, if Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, how can I go to this life to see the beast of the man standing here and it's going to be Jesus Christ? I said, now, if there's a doctor anyone here, think of 500,000 people. I said, are any of you gentlemen out there of the religion of India, if your God is a child and all that God, come forward and be coming here for this name. Everybody gets down. Right? Oh, they didn't believe in the truth. They didn't believe in the supernatural. They had to believe with it. But they brought the man over. I said, if Jesus Christ will give me this 5 cents here, the second year, now I'm telling you now, and I said, that's not really somebody else's son, I don't know what to do. But Christ has said that this man standing here is going to receive his life as soon as I say the word he told me to say. That's your 100 missionaries in St. Martin. I said, now, that may end up with an answer for your people. See, we need to tell the same God to do in the beginning, the Creator, and the truth. Then, they're going to move forward. I put my hand upon the square, one of the Jesus. I said, then, Heavenly Father, for the sake of your word, and here before 17 total different religions that opposed it. And these poor people are led by me. Pray for them to say that you're still the Lord Jesus raised the dead. And let them know that we told the truth. days, doing the same thing that he did. It's already promised in the Bible, I have need to bring it down. And when I put my hands off his eyes, he ran out of screaming. He didn't need a microphone for him. He was in the prayer of the Bible, he was the matter of sin, and hope to kill him. He could see as good as anything he could see in his very day. And that man had testified before his head and then a million. All of them passed through this, one of them went around this place for glory. And I shot the whole thing like that. I said, now, I had to pray for the man. I said, if Jesus Christ were restored to sight that man, according to the statement, as I said, how many of them were renounced all other religions and were testimony of the truth is down to the years? How many of them all the hands went up everywhere? And I said, now how many accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior? Just like a black man, the very word, people were screaming, raising their hands to the Lord God. I couldn't tell you all else. How many times have they accepted the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior? And glory to the Lord of the Lord. You know what the Lord did? You got a Lord. That's right. Any hour of the night, they tore my shoes from my feet, ripped off my coat, my pockets were open. Really, they come to hold me out of the car. There's so many people piling on top of the car, there's a magic car top in the hood and on the car. They come to the room, and people are peeping, magic back. Oh my, I live on the streets of poor old women, they're saying they're dying, they're in trouble, man, you don't even get married. The next day when we saw them, there's no way there was such no way around. They said, well, friends, the best thing we can do is to bring it down, and we'll get this place up, and we tell him where we're at, and then we'll be there over there to talk to these people. I'm going back, not away. Now, coming to the Lord of the Jews. What is it? You said, as good as it is, you can pass them and leave the track, they can rest. That's good. You could have preached them the gospel out of there the word on it, as good as it is, it's all right, it's perfect. But yet they were not done. The gospel is demonstrated on taking manifestation of the rich word. It's manifesting what the Bible says and what the chapter says. Making known to the people are preaching the gospel that every nation and every people that Jesus were found. Bible is called the new word in the salvation. I mean the greatest preaching of the world ever known to preaching right now. I love you. I believe you with all my heart. Do you think? I will suggest that your heart is coming down here at the cabin. How to call you ready and believe it. That's good. That's the first thing. That's faith. But by faith, you've heard it since you have it down here. By faith, you can be the intellectual. But we have to have it down here, friends. There is something in there that touches Jesus God Almighty. No matter what we do, I have a shout of blood around you, not a broken tongue. You must know all these things. That's how I thought that. I thought I had a key and would have it here that touches Jesus God and would never die. Jesus has it all of his hands. All the life, power, faith, and so forth, and have not been done on the earth, not to be done. Go out, have power, or speak the poor, the whole one way, and speak with your son, and all these other things, out of the night. Peace, and the heart, the gospel, not the mirror of the word out here, but the receiving of the power out here, in your heart. I hope you have received it. On the Lord, in just a moment, we'll work with it. Brothers and fathers, we come to you at the end of this hour of talking our gospel. Thou, Lord, knowest all things, knows the heart of man, and you see here the thing that we're now in, how the world has changed. How is man in high love and presence, more love than God, you spring and fall. Jesus is the constant, Jesus is the scientist, a Lord that are doing right. Heaven, Father, today, onward called to Semitic Lazarus, imprisoned, but knowing the hour has come and is so true that in this last day, that you are sent with me, and we're here. And this day is to teach you to what he said you would do. We are in the same time that this world will be a premium knowledge of the highest of God. How is it called on you? Set your life in order, set your standards of faith in this nation. All people just today, power of God's nature, if this means priority, freedom, and world, there's a kindness that governs, and there is nothing to stop here. What a freedom we can do this week. No one thinks that going to be rich men, nor the money in the streets, we can have all this time. But man will turn down the invitation of the Lord Jesus, that is impossible to man. How do you believe it? Help and touch all our Lord Jesus, the young Savior, in this world. But how is it true? Help every man who is here today to find their position, if they're in their hour of Christ. And may they, if they're out of Christ, if they come in for God's law and the great God, Christ. And there is a reason and say that he touched the last knee and he said, I'll never get that. I wonder if the audience of Christianity is going to be if there are any person you know the Lord for that is not a Christian, to say, Brother Brandon, I'll really smell something down in my heart. I will not be fine. I won't be accepting now for a born again Christian. I'll never be a Christian. I really want to be a Christian. And I really mind it not to be brother Ben, but to God. I won't be accepting that now for a son. Would you raise your hand? And you will go to God before me. God bless you. Come on now. If you think that now, you accept the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Someone else, God bless you. Someone else, the gospel, thank you, friend. Before the sun sets the bad news, I will say, well, but it's not the old one. It's not the red one, maybe you could do that. When you were alone in your lifetime, this is a friend, Lord, I'm helping you. I'm helping you. I'm helping you. Up to the valley in the land where you saw the great Stephen, God bless you. God bless you, my Lord. God bless you. Someone else on the line says, raise your hand, not to leave. The Lord God did. I want you to remember you when I'm dying. I want you to remember the Lord that today in this trial of sorrow, I raise my hand and accept you in Christ. As my Savior in my heart, lead me back. Did I know that I had raised up in the Lord, this is my hand. Here I am. Purge me, Lord, of all sin and iniquity out of my heart. Come on, any word of step back, son. Raise your hand and say, or I will try so hard. I come a while, go a while. I was 16 years that he went into never believing in your heart. Jesus said, he that hears my word and believeth all that is sent me has everlasting life and shall never come into condemnation. With all that has been dead and alive. Because that believe from his heart, the Son of God. Not just from his mind, from his heart, from half there. If your heart bleeds, now I'm going to hold your mind and say, your heart bleeds. Now, if you want to go ahead and that halfway back to the night, you want to come to the end of the day, you're going to be here. Only God is going to be back to the night. Only you, yourself, up to God, only God is there. I thank God we can be here. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, I feel a little cold on how long you're working on.
Let's stand out of the house.